Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. It's now time for a very 90s paper craft edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we talk about games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. Because sometimes you just got to do that. You just got to let them go. It's sad, but true.
If you love them, you got to leave them.
Exactly.
Right? Is that how that goes?
It is episode 20, and on this episode we are going to be talking about Book of Demons.
I never
heard of this game until Game Pass, so this is almost the perfect Game Pass game and the reason for this show. This game is developed by Thing Trunk and it is their first game, so I don't remember their country of origin because I looked it up but I forgot, but basically they had started the studio in 2012, but they did not release the game until 2016. But they had an initiative called Return to Games. It was going to be a series of 7 titles aiming to recapture the feeling and experience of classic games from the 90s. The series was announced 3 years ago, which would have been 2015. This is from Wikipedia, I guess I should say. And all games in the series will utilize card mechanics and take place in the same settings. So, I had to cough. That was awkward.
Yeah, I thought you were preparing for a grandiose speech just now.
No, so this is going to be fun to edit. So, yeah, like the idea was going to be that, so even like when you start the game, it was kind of strange. Like there's like 7 pedestals and it says return 2 games. And I was super confused and like what it was trying to tell me. And then eventually I was able to figure that out through the magic of the internet. So this game is regularly priced at $24.99, is available on PC and Mac only. Therefore, it is not cross-play or Xbox Play Anywhere compatible because it is only on PC. And so, how do we talk about this game? So, this game is... Go ahead.
Allow me to interrupt you before we start. It's a little housekeeping nonsense. During our end-of-the-year kind of review show on Game Pass or Pass, I remember mentioning how... And I'm pretty sure most people who have the service know this, or maybe some don't. But I remember mentioning how, or we talked about how, like these games may be on one day, off the next. You don't know when they're leaving and stuff like that.
Correct.
When you give the price of these games, I forgot to mention during that podcast. I want to mention now that you do get a discounted price when buying through Game Pass.
That is
so
correct.
If you like a game and want to keep it, you get to keep it. Then you get the discounted price through Game Pass. So instead of paying the full price, you could get it for a good chunk of change off.
Yeah, it's normally 20% from what I understand, but there are times it's more. And sometimes it's also less from the vibe that I got. Because like if you look up that information, it's usually just like, you'll get a discount. And the reason, so after, you know, doing some Reddit searching and stuff like that, I was basically able to find out that that's because sometimes the discount is much smaller. And I don't know, I'm guessing that's going to be on a game per game basis, because from what we understand, each one of these games deals are kind of constructed individually. So this is not a one size fits all kind of thing. So I guess some more housekeeping. I keep forgetting to mention that you can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. So if you do want to email us, talk about stuff like that. So maybe I should like write that in the script, huh? Like,
mm-mm.
No,
yeah, absolutely not.
You're probably right.
That makes way no, that makes no sense at all.
So Book of Demons is an isometric game. And as mentioned in the Return to Games, it's made out of like a paper craft. Is that, what is
I
that?
Mean,
like,
it's a paper Mario-ish thing.
I don't want to say origami, but like, yes. Like,
I mean, origami is just the art of folding paper. So yeah,
I guess. Yeah. So, but what's, you know, if you have never seen this game, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say it's Diablo. Like,
it's a dungeon crawler.
But no, I mean, it's Diablo. Like,
oh, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that in terms of aesthetics and like the
way it looks, like, yeah, the way that like the UI, the every, like, on the left side you got your yeah, health globe, right. On the right side you got your mana
potion, yeah.
You've got the four different, you've got the dungeon, the catacombs, the caves, hell, like, it is Diablo through and through when you look at this game, except it's papercraft version.
Diablo is a card game, the papercraft game.
Right. So if, I mean, it even has its own Deckard Cain kind of thing. So if you like Diablo, then you're probably going to feel right at home when it comes to like the way the game looks and it's laid out and everything like that. But it does not quite, I mean, even the classes are the same. You've got the warrior, the rogue, and the mage kind of thing.
That's
so
classic though. I mean, but you're right.
But I mean, you are right. And I'm also right. But like Diablo literally only had those three, the original.
Right.
And most other games usually either had less or more. So like, but it's even down to the same race and gender. Like the mage, the mage is black and male, and the rogue is female and white, like so it's even down to that. So
Blizzard, sue these people.
Right. Honestly, I think you could have a case.
Like, I mean, it's close enough, because I was riding with you the whole time. Once you mentioned they have their own Deckard Cain, I'm like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, like, it's, I only remember this because I have played, when it comes down to games I've put the most hours in, Diablo is probably up there, especially if you combine all three of them. Like, it's stupid. But Diablo, the original game, was like when I discovered that you could play games on the internet, and it just blew my mind with my 7-year-old mind. Like, and that's all I did for a couple of years. So
I think mine was Quake.
What was that?
I think mine was Quake.
So I knew that you could play Quake against other people, but I didn't know you could play it online, if that makes sense. Because, like, no, my household, my father was into computers, and that's what he did for a living. So, like, he had hooked up two computers for us to play Quake against each other. And, the idea of playing with somebody across the world, I didn't even understand at that time. So
I don't think I understood what was happening, but I knew what it was. Like, you know, if that makes any sense. Like, I knew the person was not in my living room. Let's put it that way.
Right. So, yeah, the idea, I was playing Diablo on a dial-up modem for a long time. Also, I played Diablo Spawn, which was the demo, for a very long time because I didn't realize that the full version had internet capabilities. So, yeah, I was not the smartest child, I guess. But I played a lot of Diablo, so what does that tell you? Anyways, it was kind of strange hopping into this and playing Diablo but not playing Diablo, if that makes sense. It's the movement, you can move with the arrow keys or you can move with your mouse. Like I said, it's isometric view. So what's strange is, though, is that it does not really have free form movement. It is more of a grid. I won't say grid based because it's not grid, but there's a path that goes through everywhere. And you can only go on that path, whether forward, back, etc. So that's kind of strange. But all of your attacks, you can click and hold, which was something that was not in the original Diablo. But so everything is based on of that. And then you have abilities that are mapped to your, you can either like click on them or you can map them to your number keys, et cetera, et cetera. So if you've ever played Diablo, you probably have a good idea of what we're talking about. The difference kind of thing is that everything is card based, not just
some things. Like everything except your basic attack is card based. So it takes up a certain amount of mana, takes up a certain amount of health potions, etc. So, and then when it comes to like upgrading your abilities, like you find new abilities, you do that by getting cards. You don't upgrade like a skill tree or anything like that. You simply go through cards, and then you upgrade the cards with other cards, kind of thing. So if you've ever played anything like that, it's right along those lines of just sort of cards feeding into cards, sort of aesthetic, I guess you could say.
So I, right off the bat, I'm a pretty big fan of this game. I'm not gonna lie. I remember we spoke about it earlier. I think you described it as like it, don't love it. I feel like I'm somewhere in between that, or that may be, because there are parts about this game that I really respect, and then there's parts about it I'm just like, all right, that could have been fleshed out a bit more, but then it kind of lays flat. I mean, because right off the bat, like, you play this warrior. You start off as the warrior. You have to unlock the other two classes, and then you enter the Diablo, like the very Diablo-esque type overview, overworld. And then from there, you just start just setting down this dungeon, like level by level. And at first, I'm like, this seems a little too simple. But slowly over time, you start adding different mechanics that make it just different enough to where once a bunch of stuff starts happening on the screen, that's when the complexity starts to fold its way in, and you start to like, and then the strategy forms, and that's when I started to enjoy the game more, actually.
Yeah, the ramp up, the in ramp, I guess you could call, for this game. So to me, it feels very confused. It's almost like it wants you to. So when you first start, like you. The difference is that it sort of like gates how you enter the game. So at first you can only do what they call like a small run, I think, or it's like short run or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like the verbiage that they use is very strange, and they do it by minutes. It's like, this will take 10 minutes, this will take 15 minutes, etc. So it's almost like it wants you to play how you want to play. It's like, do you have 10 minutes? Do you have half an hour? Whatever. But the ramp up to that is extremely slow.
That's part of my issue. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so basically the cathedral is like your tutorial kind of thing. And it sort of makes you do a short run. Then it makes you do the slightly longer run, and then the slightly longer run, et cetera. And then eventually you get to the butcher character. I don't remember what they call him in this, but it's basically the butcher, and that sort of unlocks the long game, et cetera. But I guess I just don't get the point of that whole thing. It seems really kind of strange and convoluted to sort of gate progress like that. And so
I think what they have in mind is, because unlike Diablo, where you can just kind of jump a portal, leave, and shut the game down, they want this to be more roguelike and have more roguelike elements. So like the idea of quitting a dungeon like halfway through, they don't want you to do that to yourself. So I guess they upfront they're telling you like, how much time do you have to play this game right now? All right, so take this run instead of this run.
But where that loses me is that I don't. If I'm doing a shorter run because of the way the game is structured, I don't feel like I'm making any progress, because
you're not wrong.
To sort of get past everything, you have to do these sort of, I don't want to call them like temple missions. And one of them being like the butcher, and the second one is in the cathedral. But to do those are like the longer quests, but that's where you make the most progress, kind of thing. So it's just like,
you also get the most rewards too. Right. So like, you get less rewards the shorter you play. So it's like, it's almost not. Let me put it this way. I agree with you, but I get why they did it that way. Like, it's almost no point to do a short run.
Right.
Except for tutorial's sake.
Right. And yeah, I don't know. It's confusing. And that's kind of where I feel like with the whole thing. So eventually, once I unlocked the other two classes, I immediately went to the rogue because that was kind of my main in the OG Diablo. And so I was like, all right, I want to see how this plays. And it does. It plays a little bit different. You've got more ranged attacks, etc. And it doesn't it plays significantly different from the warrior, which the warrior to me was kind of meh. Most of his attacks and stuff like that were pretty basic. And his magic abilities that I at least unlocked them. I think I got to like level 12 or something with them, because I think you have to get to 10 before you can even play the other two. So I was like, all right, like I'm not really feeling it. So I did the rogue, and I don't know. I wasn't feeling it either. So then I landed on the mage. I think I had the most fun with the mage. And that's just because the spells and stuff that I found with him are what much more unique in terms of how I played the game. But then like I don't want to say I fell off this game, but what I want to say is like where the game just like super lost me is that I just really wanted to play Diablo, because the way that this game, since it keeps you on this isometric view, but you can only go forward and back, there's a ton of enemies that do like a poison splash damage or electric splash damage or something. And since I don't really have free movement, I can only move forward and back. That was a huge problem for me with the warrior and the rogue, whereas the mage, I had a teleport, so I could at least throw some strategy in there. But like, this is hard to explain in my head, but it's just, I felt like it was staggering itself by keeping it, like, it's almost like it wants to be like a more friendly, easier version of Diablo to get in, but in the end, it makes it more complicated because it gates so many things, and it stifles you from doing so many things. Like, not even having free movement seems like, okay, it's not a big deal. But when you have enemies that can do certain things and you can't get away the way that you want, it just drastically changes how I feel like I should be playing this game. But I'm also coming at this from a perspective of I've played the game that this game is playing homage to, and I've mastered that game. So it's like, I know how I should be playing this, and the game's not letting me. So I don't know if that's the game's fault or if that's my fault. Like,
It's tough to say. I lean more on the, well, not your fault per se, but just kind of just the way you're approaching the game itself, because that is frustrating, because you will get claustrophobic. You will because there are certain enemies that, like the gargoyles, like they'll jump at you, jump behind you, and you find yourself stuck in between. And it's like, and that's where it kind of gets to a point where you have to have the right skills, I imagine, to get yourself out of that situation rather than wish for free form movement. But since
there's no skill tree, if you don't have the skill, like, you just didn't find it.
You gotta get right, and that's kind of what. So like, for me, there's a part of this game that I really, really enjoy, and that I could get lost in, because I'm a sucker for dungeon crawler in general.
Oh yeah, for sure, me too.
So like, just the aesthetic of it, I'm like, all right, I'm in. The card system is unique and I think strategically fun. I mean, you can change your cards basically by going to your card menu or pause the game, and like you'll basically have a new set of abilities. Furthermore, as you said up top, each card has a certain amount of mana requirement. So it's like your mana pool is kind of split between resources, between basically if you have, let's say, 20 mana, but your abilities take up, like your passive abilities, let's say, take up 15 of it, you only have 5 mana to play with, to use.
Right.
So that creates a cool strategy, a cool strategic fun time for me. It does kind of get in its own, like, if I have one major criticism about this game, is that I feel like it gets in its own way, and it just doesn't really open up the way it should, because
at least the pace it isn't. Like, I feel like after about an hour, I was like, okay, I got it. Like,
right.
And like, all right, just like take the wheels off, because you only start with, I think it's three, it might even be two, three skill slots, and you can have a total of 8, or maybe it's 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It takes a long time to unlock those. I said it might have been two. Yeah, it was either two or three. But so like the first two come pretty quick, but then after that, it takes some time. Like,
it's a lot, and that's where it started to lose me, because I wanted to, because one of the things about Diablo is you could beat that game in a pretty quick. You could beat game in one sitting.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like even if it's your first run through, what, two sit downs? If you really just kind of beast your way through it,
right?
So it's like,
it just depends what your goal is, kind of.
Right,
thing.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, where this game, the goal is this game, your only goal really is to get to the bottom.
Right.
And it's like, all right, let me race to the bottom, but it's like, no. We're gonna take our time with this. It's like, I don't want, like, I played this game for an hour now. I understand the mechanics. There's only so many more enemies, new enemies you could throw at me. I get it. Let's go. And it's like, no.
Hang on.
you need 15,000 gold to open up your next skill like set. And it's like, whoa, like I'm banking maybe 950 a run. Like,
right.
Like, this is not like,
which also, like, that goes into, so whenever you gain a level, you basically put a point into your mana or your health, but then you can, there's like a pool that the other point goes into, and then you can go and buy that pool eventually. But that costs gold too. So like everything kind of costs gold, and like upgrading your cards costs gold. So gold is your main resource here. And they do eventually, you know, you can stumble into bigger pools of gold, as well as the deeper that you go, like obviously the more gold you get, but in like any game, the more gold it eventually starts taking. So like there's a disconnect of resources, not resources, but you know, of that drip feed of gold. It's just like, I feel like I should be moving quicker kind of thing. Like,
that was my major concern and where you're playing this game, because it's like, again, like the fun factor is there for me. The problem is, if you're trying to complete this game, like the carrot on the stick isn't close enough. It's too far in the distance. And it's like, I know what I have to do. I know what I'm supposed to do. I understand this class. I understand this game. As you said, take the training wheels off and just let me go. Like I put enough time to this game where I should have felt more powerful. I should have felt like I was doing more. And it's like, no, we're going to still just drip feed you cards or in this, by cards, I mean abilities. And it's like, you gotta give me enough to play with to where I feel like I've done something after a while. Cause the way it's built now is like, it just takes too long to get to a place where you feel powerful.
Yeah. And it's, again, I don't know if we're just approaching the game wrong, because the game feels like it's, like, I don't want to say this, but like, it's the one that comes to mind. It feels like a mobile game. Like, it feels like it's a game that they want you to come back to once every couple days or a couple times a day kind of thing. It's just like, hey, like, do a run really quick kind of thing. Like, oh, I got 20 minutes. I'm going to do this longer run. But then, like, the way that it gates some of the progress, it doesn't feel like that. So it's like, basically, because of this podcast, the way we play games, like, we basically have to set aside time of being like, all right, I've got like 3 hours right now, or I'm gonna hop in this game right now. And maybe that's wrong, like, maybe that's on us, but I don't know if that's a flaw or if that's a,
I think the, I mean, depending on the game, but I remember when I was running the website and the podcast. And once I had reviews and articles and stuff like that.
I remember 22-22. Good job.
Made it easy for you. So I remember thinking, like, in order to review a game, I had to beat it. Right. And I felt like anybody who reviewed a game, by anybody I mean any credible source like an IGN or GameSpot, I was like, well, if you're reviewing the game, you don't beat it. That doesn't count. Your review does not matter. And I felt that way until I started getting review copies. And so I had to play games more. And I'm like, you know what? After about 2-3 hours, I should be able to review this game fully. Like, I should be able to understand what this game, like, I should be able to know at least if I like this game or not. Whereas, and this is one of those games where I feel like I know I like this game. The issue is, does the game lend itself, the game build itself properly pacing wise to where it will keep your interest for as long as it wants to keep it? That's the biggest issue with this game, because it wants you, it's like you said, it wants you to come back to this. It wants you to, every game wants you to complete it. But this is one of those games where the process is so, it feels so slow from where we're at, where I'm like, I don't feel like I'm going to get through this game, even though I want to.
Right. And that's the problem. Like, for me, it feels like a problem. But at the same time, I'm so enamored by it. Of just like, if it did not gate some of the stuff the way it does by certain bosses. So like, each act has its own boss, and that is 100% gated by a longer playthrough. And the first time that you do it, you cannot progress to the cathedral or to the catacombs until you do that longer playthrough. So I did not finish the game. I did get to hell. So I took me quite, about 7 to 8 hours, I think. Probably closer to like 6 or 7, because I did leave it on at one point. And it continues to do that. It continues to sort of gate your progression in a way that just is contradictory to maybe the way that it sort of presents itself, like you said. Because I don't under... To me, there's a couple things that I wanted to play on this that I didn't. So they have like what they call super hot mode. And I like how they don't even dance around it. They just straight up call it super hot mode.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to play that way because I feel like that might have been more of what I was looking for based on the way that the movement is. And then, but they also have a hardcore mode to where I believe it's like once you die, you have to go back to level 1, etc.
Yeah, that's a rogue game.
Yeah, so to me, to have all these options, it's strange that they don't have an option of just like, let me just go through the game. Just let me play the thing and like don't make me keep having to do like these smaller and longer runs, because like you said, I'm not getting anywhere sometimes. Like sometimes I'll get some gold. Great. I always need gold, but like, it's just strange to me that's the way they went about it. And
it sucks because I will do a playthrough and I'll feel good about that playthrough because I'll enjoy playing the game, but then I will get a certain amount of gold, go back to town and not be able to do anything with it. Right. I'm like, and it made me feel defeat. Like, I guess I did that for nothing.
Yeah. I always kind of took those as like a gold run kind of thing of just like, all right, like I didn't find any cards or anything this round, but I got some gold. Like, I can always use gold.
Yeah, that didn't work for me.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally understand why that wouldn't, but like I chalk that up to like the whole, you know, when you're playing Diablo, sometimes you just find a bunch of unidentified items and it's like, oh, I'm gonna go make some money real quick, and like that's just kind of, you know, you keep going. But
which is fair with that, because you can just, you're literally hopping in and out of levels. You can pick and choose. You can even pick the point in a level you want to hop into, go around that one specific area and come back out. But it's like, this is like, you gotta do the whole run, bro. Let's go. It's like, yeah. All right, because I'm doing it.
Which
run.
I mean, which to be fair, like the longest run is like, I think 45 minutes, which isn't, that's not long, but at the same time, it's just so strange that it just like hard caps it like that. It's just like, no, you've got to pick one of these. And I'm like, but why? Like, why is there not just like an endless mode? Like, let me see how far I can go kind of thing. And maybe that opens up at the very, very end or something, but I don't know. I'm going to guess it doesn't, but I'm sure someone's like screaming at their phone or whatever they're listening on. It's like, you morons. But no, I think that is an issue, which is a shame, because like everything else about this game is really cool. Like, I don't think we've really talked about it much, but like the art style really is, it's very, very cool. It's very, very, I don't want to say childish is not the word. It's very, very lighthearted. But like, so Diablo is basically a demon, but it, again, everything's in this sort of paper craft origami way. And everything is like that. The chest, the enemies, the characters, the weapons, like, and it all works extremely, extremely well. And that was kind of the thing that was pushing me for, because I had this, you know, I have this image in my head of what Diablo is, and I wanted to see it in this art style because it's so unique and different, kind of thing. But I mean, at the end of the day, I did like the game, but I, when I first hit play on it, I was like, man, like this is cool. Like, I cannot wait to get into this. And then very quickly after about an hour, I was just like, okay, like, I like this a lot, but man, I feel like this game is holding me back, which sucks because I want to keep playing it. But at the same time, I just feel like it's just pushing me back. Just like, no, like, you just stop. Just stop for a sec. I want to show you this thing. I'm like, I got it, man. Just let go.
No, you don't get it. This enemy you hold down B. Like, I get it, though. Like, I do get it. Like, just let me go.
So, yeah. And it's, but no, like, it's cool. Like, but this is definitely a game I had never heard of it. And this is definitely like one of those reasons, like, this is why Game Pass is awesome, because I never would have even heard of this game. I never would have played this game. I never even would have been able to, if someone would have said Book of Demons, I'd have been like, oh, what, you go into some cultist, something like what Book of Demons? Like, so, but yeah, I don't. Yeah. So how to wrap it up, I guess, what would your final words be?
I mean, honestly, like, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's the way we have to play these games that hurts this particular title, because to be completely honest with you, if I didn't have the time limit, if I just came across this game like on my own, I would keep playing it. But it would, like, because again, it's one of those games you have to play on your own. I mean, they force you to do it, but I mean, it's one of those games you have to play at your own pace. And it's like, because you're not going to sit down and just beast your way through it in one sitting. So it's like, you play a little bit here, play a lot there, a little bit here, a lot there, and then eventually you get that, you'll make it through. And it's like, I get it and I enjoy it for that reason. But at the same time, if you're looking for a quick fix, this is not the one. This is not going to do it for you.
This is a long play. And I, as someone, you know, not just because of this podcast, but I tend to move on from games pretty quickly. You know, I am one of those people that I play the hot new thing and then I sort of move on, sort of thing. And because of that, you know, I'm getting ready for Doom. So, like, I'm making some stuff for that. And I'm playing old Doom games and stuff. This game just does not fit into my life at the moment. Like, I really wish this game was on a phone. Like, I really do, because I feel like this would be like a perfect game that I could run.
It would be a good phone game, because it doesn't have the trappings of a mobile game, but it has the structure of one almost. Right.
So, and to me, like, I don't want to make assumptions and say that they want to bring it to mobile or whatever. I don't know if that's true, but then again, like, the skill system there being 10 skills, but it's probably not possible, kind of thing. But yeah, I think the combination of everything, I think it's definitely something I could pass it on, and I think I can feel good about it. But, you know, you got to know going in that it's not going to be, like you said, a game you can sit down and finish. Like, it is very much, I shouldn't say that, it's not going to be a game you can sit down and finish in one sitting. It is very much a simpler version of something like Diablo. Like, the chaos on the screen in the later levels does get pretty hectic, and, you know, you do need to rely on your skills, etc. But one thing is a lot of your skills end up being passive skills, so, you know, you are not going to be you know, World of Warcraft or Diablo 3 style, to where you are constantly sort of, you know, slamming six different skills at a time. That's not really what this is going to be more one or two skills at a time. So it's a very approachable dungeon crawler, but it is not structured like one where you can sit down and finish it. But I mean, I don't want to say that as a bad thing. It's just a different thing. But I will say, like, with certainty, that you should just check it out if you are a fan of Diablo or that style, because the reimagining of this world and this art style is pretty freaking cool. And that was enough for me to just be like, a weird way to sort of revisit, you know, a 90s childhood memory, kind of thing. So
yeah, I would absolutely stick with it, like, to the point where I'm not even going to uninstall it, because I honestly feel like I'm going to, like, on some random weekend, go, let me do a run, like, Like I do feel that way.
So which character class did you end up going sticking with, a warrior?
I'm a simple man. You know, like, just give me a sword and shield, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I mean, it works. You can't really, but I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm elite, so I can't really.
Oh, that's right. You're demon slayer.
Exactly. Only. Yeah, exactly. I got a shirt that says it, so you know.
Jesus Christ.
So, Book of Demons. I think it's fair to say that we're going to say pass it on. You should check this one out if you have Game Pass. So, and it's only on Game Pass for PC, which, you know, we've talked on the show is probably not as strong as Game Pass on console. But this is one of the few games that is only on Game Pass for PC that you should definitely check out.
So. I also suggest before we start wrapping it up, play with keyboard and mouse. It has controller support. I'll play with the controller.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah. So. Quickly touch on that. You can play with the controller, but it's selecting things gets real finicky.
I was about to say, like, how does that even? Is it like straight up just like cursor style? Like,
yeah, you drag the cursor around. Like, it's finicky as heck, and it's works, but keyboard and mouse. This one.
Since it's only on PC, that's strange to include controller support when it's only on PC. Which again makes me think that they want to bring this to other places, but. Who knows? It's very small.
In a way, you drag it around is very thumb on the screen esque. By the
nice, like Diablo on PlayStation style, huh? So that was a thing. People don't remember that, but
disgusting.
It was. Hey, it was okay. It worked better than it should have. So, but all right. So next episode, we probably should talk about this off the air, but we didn't. So what are we doing?
No, I'll keep this part in. Like, I don't care.
So. We're still playing Halo. We've talked about Overcooked 2. So we're not on random week. We won't be rolling the dice this week. But we do have our super non-secret game to get to before March gets here.
Shenmue 3.
Exactly. That's not on Game Pass, but yeah.
Not yet, but wait till it is.
The first two are. I mean.
I almost made the joke to say go and play it, but guys, don't do that.
That was one of those things. I was just kind of like, I'm usually at the beginning of the year, I'm in that mode of just like,
I
don't know what to play.
Shenmue, like, I love it to death. I'm a huge Shenmue fan. Do not ever play Shenmue.
I installed Shenmue 1 because it's on Game Pass for console and it's Xbox One X enhanced. So I downloaded it. A couple days later, I was like, what was I thinking? And I uninstalled it.
That's a proper
solution. I'm just like, no, like I've done this before. I know how this ends.
I love it so much and it's not good.
So all right, so what are we doing? Should we team up and play some Overcooked? Should we finish Halo? Should we play the super secret game? Should we play a new game?
Here's what I think we should do. I think we finish Halo.
All right, also, so Halo Reach.
We play a bunch of Overclock, because I like Overclock. Overclock. You Overclock, thanks.
Overcooked. So overclocking is much different than
I love overclocking things. So, and the only time I played Overclock is with a young lady who is not video game savvy, and I wanted to punch her in the mouth because she didn't wash the dishes, and I felt very white. So,
I'm not keeping that in.
What? That's PG-13. That's very PG-13. I've been meant to be in off the podcast. So I want to play with someone who's also good at video games, see how far we get, see how hard this game really gets.
Yeah, I have played the first one with both set of audiences of not adept in gaming and very adept to gaming, and it went about the same. In terms of like how far we got, definitely changed, but in terms of just like the language that was used of just like what are you doing, you moron? Like you've got one job, the dishes. Just do the dishes. What are you doing? Like that's again, the conversations were very much the same. I think that's the goal. So, all right. So, which one are we doing first, though?
I think we should play, beat, and record Halo.
Halo Reach, you might say. All right. So there you go. That's it. Halo Reach will be the next episode. This is the campaign only. We're not playing the multiplayer or anything like that. So just because they are going to be releasing the Halo franchise, which only the one I'm kind of concerned about is 5. I shouldn't say concerned, but I don't think they're going to do 5, right? Like, because they said they're only doing the Master Chief Collection, which 5 was not part of that. So 5 was Reach 1, 2, ODST, or 3, ODST, 4. So I wonder if 5 is ever going to do that. But so, we're going to be doing that playthrough just until Halo Infinite comes out later this year. So just kind of a fun thing to go back to and check out. And as these are the first time they're on PC, too, so we can, you know, speak to that port job and everything like that. So, but all right, I think that is going to do it for Book of Demons. Again, we passed that one on. Check that game out. You can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com. Rate us on your podcasting listening service of your choice. For whatever reason, Spotify is our top one at the moment. Again, the idea of listening to a podcast
makes sense, guys. It doesn't make any sense.
A podcast on Spotify still
it just clicked.
What?
It just clicked. All right, Gus. All right, I know why. Because as someone who now has Spotify Premium, I get it. Also, wait, as someone who has Spotify Premium and someone who's extremely lazy, I'm not double apping this thing. Like, if I'm in one app, I'm just going to let it play. So it's like, that's the only way it could work.
My whole thing is that I listen to a lot of podcasts, and the way Spotify does like their sorting drives me nuts. Sucks. Like,
and they're wrong for listening to it on Spotify. I agree. But
that's where I'm at with it.
It is what it is. It is.
But hey, listen to it. I appreciate that you listen to us. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see you next week with Halo Reach.
Good day, sirs.